Now, in Travel and Tourism today, I want to talk about one of this country's most magnificent hiking trails, the Otter Trail. Look, again, I'll confess to a bit of bias here. I grew up holidaying at Nature's Valley, which is where the Otter Trail comes to an end. So I'm very familiar with the first part and the last part of the trail. And I love that part of the world. I think it is the most beautiful place on earth. But anybody who's been lucky enough to actually experience walking the Otter Trail will back me up in saying it has got the most ravishing coastal views, beautiful mountain cliffs, river crossings, forests that you walk through. If you're very, very lucky, you might get a glimpse of the otters themselves along the way. The problem is, how many ordinary South Africans actually do get to experience that? Availability of space on the trail has always been an issue. It is so hugely popular. It's always been necessary to book months, if not more than a year in advance. But increasingly, cost is now becoming a factor as well. And one of our listeners mailed me a week or two ago raising a red flag, saying the costs are being unnaturally inflated by third parties. Let me explain. Marlies actually sent me a petition which has been put into circulation, already signed by several hundred people, calling for more transparency around the bookings and around protection of the intended pricing structure. The starting rate for the Otter Trail, as listed on the Sandparks website, is 1,586 rand per person. But as Marlies pointed out, it's almost impossible to secure a booking at that rate. There is just no availability. And I can confirm that. I spent some time on the site this morning. There are just three opportunities appearing on the entire calendar for the year ahead. A single day in May, a single day in December, and a single day in January. Everything else is gone. And yet, a number of travel agencies and tour operators are offering Otter Trail packages, some of them for hikes as early as next month. And those packages are substantially more expensive, some of them well over 5,000 rand in the case of some of the international operators, quoting in dollars and euros that for us would take the price over 11,000 rand. And most of them, it's not with any added extras beyond perhaps a shuttle from the airport to the start of the trail. It's not like they're offering a product that adds on catering and guiding and slack packing services. It's the same thing. It's offering you a place on the trail, just at an inflated price. And that, as Marlies pointed out to me, effectively shuts down access for those who can only afford the base rate. So what is actually going on here, and what do we do to ensure that access to this amazing part of our heritage remains open to all? Delighted to have with us on the line Sandparks Head of Communications, JP Lowe, and we're so grateful for your time this afternoon, JP. Welcome.
Hey, Papa. Thank you for having me. I must say I was a little bit worried because I'm attending the biodiversity investment, economy and investment in Durban. So I had to try and find a quiet corner somewhere. So I hope I'm audible there. But thank you for having us.
You are. Thank you. We're hearing you loud and clear. And I really appreciate, particularly given the pressure you're under. I mean, JP, just a bit of info. It's a five-day trail covering 42 kilometres of absolutely exquisite coastline. That price of 1,586 rand per person, is that for the entire trail or is that a rate per person per day over the 5 days?
It's certainly a rate per person of 1,586. And maybe just to indicate that we take a maximum of 12 people on each particular trail, if you like.
Yeah.
And as you have correctly indicated, I mean, the trail itself is really quite magnificent in many ways to experience it. It starts at Storm River Mouth Rest Camp and goes all the way up to the small resort village of Nature's Valley, which is in the Faselot section of Titicaca National Park. Mm. So that is it, really, 42 kilometers long, about one vertical kilometer for every 7.5 kilometers one would hike. So we insist on things like some sort of fitness certificate, for example, to get onto the hike.
Okay, so there are other criteria as well, I hear you. But JP, the issue of the pricing, do you set aside any or sort of regulate who is allowed to make a booking in any way? Because it seems like what is happening is tour operators are snapping up booking opportunities, even if they don't yet have a client ready to take them, and then reselling those on at an inflated price. Is that something you're aware of or try to manage, or is it something you're completely comfortable with?
Well, we definitely wouldn't be comfortable with hogging. It's unethical in many ways. So if you do that and you go and basically resell a product of Sandparks, at a much more higher rate. You are even defeating our own vision and mission, because we believe that all of the national parks that we manage, we do so really on behalf of the people of South Africa overall. And how do you manage something on behalf of people and not give them access? But I must say that the system itself, I mean, we do also operate, call it, in a environment where there's a point at which you try also to be fair to all players in that have an interest here. Your agencies that may want to book a few tickets, we do allow it, but we are understanding that the booking is made against a person that has confirmed who wants to go on a hike. And we open the bookings like about 11 months in advance to allow for people to book. You have to put down a 50% deposit. That money will need to be paid up within 6 months of the hike, and your remaining 50% paid within the 3 months. If there's no cancellation before that period, you would forfeit. I mean, there'll be cancellation fees. So, but the system itself is really meant to be open and be fair. There's no preferential advantage that's given to anybody. It's one of those first come, first served through the door kind of a situation, an approach that we apply to access to the auto trail.
And JP, do you make, I mean, you've mentioned you can book up to 11 months in advance. Do you release 11 months plus one day at a time, or do you do a week at a time, or a block booking of a month available at a time? How does it work?
No, like we will release for, we normally make the announcement, and then the announcement will make the announcement for the 11 months that's forthcoming, right? So over that period, anybody who books must make sure that they've done their booking within, like I said, that you make a booking and you must make sure that you've paid 50% within 6 months. When we get to the 6 months, of course, if we realize that the bookings have not been taken, we'll also open those up again to be taken up. When we get to the 3 months again, when there's payments that have not been fulfilled, would also then open up the spaces that are available. I must say that for this year, for example, our predictions is that we might end up with an occupancy of about 87%, as it were, whereas last year it was around 82%. So we do acknowledge that this trail, which is one would say is officially probably the oldest and probably even the most iconic hiking trail in our country, that it is quite popular. When you do open it up for bookings, the uptakes really are very, very high, one must admit as well.
Mm-hmm. So JP, I heard you say you wouldn't be comfortable with agencies pre-block booking, hogging available spaces and then reselling at an inflated rate. The person who contacted me shared with me 4 or 5 examples where it would appear that is exactly what was happening, because there were offerings of sort of a blanket opportunity to book the trail experience at double or triple or even more the rate that you're advertising. What should somebody do if they find a site like that? Would you like them to report that to Sandparks so that you can act against that operator and stop them from doing this?
Yeah, I think that that's the way we should go. You know, the one appeal we always make with all our parks, Papa must tell you, whether talk of Table Mountain National Park, Kruger National Park, all of our parks, you know, Ada and so on, we always say, don't just leave it to some parks to fix the problems. I mean, at a place like Kruger National Park, we even tell visitors there that when you see someone speedy, take a photo of them, give that information to the gate or at the reception, so that we can deal with such persons who are not complying with the rules of the park. So in this case, again, we'll make that sort of appeal to say, if you are aware of this, please make us aware. Just to go, for example, to social media and post something doesn't always assist. Someone like me, I'm very happy as spokesperson of Sun Parks. I mean, my numbers are available publicly. In fact, in all statements that we issue, you'll find at least numbers of 2 or 3 different individuals that can be spoken to directly. And just let us know what cases are you picking up. Let's see if we cannot deal with it. We do need to be fair to the person you're complaining against and also establish the facts for ourselves as well. But if we find that there's wrongdoing, I can assure you that we'll certainly act on it.
JP Lowe, thank you so much for your time this afternoon. Head of Communications for Sandparks, and we appreciate your stepping away from your conference to talk to us this afternoon.